This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur today. Addressing the three-day summit at the Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre, Prime Minister Modi said the development following the mantra of reform, perform and transform is visible in every sector. He said today every expert and investor in the world is very excited about India. The Prime Minister also emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data and that India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Referring to the problems related to global supply and value chain, the Prime Minister emphasized that it is very important to have a large manufacturing base in India. Later, Prime Minister Modi launched LIC's Bima Sakhi Yojana and laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University at Panipat in Haryana. The Bima Sakhi Yojana, which is an initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, is designed to empower women aged 18 to 70 years who are class 10 pass. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by multiple adjournments today over various issues. Treasury and opposition benches traded barbs over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Amid the ongoing logjam, both houses have been adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, the House witnessed three adjournments. Opposition parties raised slogans over the alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and other issues. Amid noisy scenes, the Railways Minister tried to reply to the discussion on the Railways Amendment Bill in the post-lunch session. The presiding officer asked the protesting members to allow the House to function, but in vain. In Radha Sabha also, similar scenes prevailed. Heated arguments were exchanged between the Treasury and the opposition benches, which led to three adjournments. BJP leader Rahul Narvekar has been unanimously elected as the Speaker of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly today. The proposal to appoint Mr. Narvekar as a speaker was tabled by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Ajit Pawar and Eknath Shinde. Following this, pro-time Speaker Kalidas Kolambkar made the announcement. The proceedings of the Legislative Assembly began today with the swearing-in of the remaining newly elected MLAs. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is scheduled to address the joint session of the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council in a short while. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is leading Indian delegation at the India-Bangladesh Foreign Office Consultation, FOC, in Dhaka with his Bangladesh counterpart Jasim Uddin. The consultation commenced at 11 a.m. this morning at the State Guest House Padma in Dhaka. Mr. Misri arrived in Dhaka in an Indian Air Force aircraft around 8:30 a.m. today. Following the meeting, the Foreign Secretary is scheduled to attend the luncheon and hold a courtesy call with Foreign Affairs Advisor of Bangladesh, Mohammad Tohid Hussain. India has underlined the need for all parties to work towards preserving the unity, sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that it is monitoring the situation and ongoing developments in Syria. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Damascus is in touch with the Indian community for the safety and security. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said the future of Syria is a matter for the Syrians to determine and that there is much work to be done to ensure an orderly political transition to renewed institutions. The UN chief reiterated his call for a calm and the avoidance of violence at the sensitive time while protecting the rights of all Syrians without distinction. South Korean authorities have imposed a travel ban on President Yoon Suk-yeol, who is under investigation for a short-lived martial law declaration last Tuesday. The ban has been imposed by the Justice Ministry shortly after the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials, CIO, announced that it had submitted request for the order. According to local media, Yoon has been named as a suspect in simultaneous investigations over his surprise declaration of martial law. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal losses today. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 201 points to close at 81,508. And that is the end of this news bulletin.